everybody. Welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. My name is Katherine Kaufman, and I'm a psychic medium here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to my every Monday night show. This is where we discuss what and who we are in this journey called life. Now, I know it may be a little bit distracting, but I have three different screens. I've got one here that's Instagram, one here for YouTube, and one over here for Facebook. So I'm going to try to shuttle back and forth between these and do shout outs and answer questions. Hey to Patty O'Brien over here on Facebook. Hey to Donna Williams and Heather Ballard over here on Instagram. Good to see you guys tonight. It is a snowy Monday night indeed. Hey to Jacqueline Johnson on YouTube. Good to see you. Let's go over a couple of announcements and then we'll get to the content for the show. Hey to Megan Shepherd over here on Facebook and Sandra Lee Small. Good to see you guys. Nancy Lilvin Bain, Ashley Hammonds, and my beautiful neighbor Amber Benting. Good to see you tonight. Yes. And tell me, Sandra, did Owington get the snow that we got? Did you guys get this too over in Owington? It's not really bad, but I will tell you, they do not clean the roads in our subdivision, and so it is just a big huge sheet of ice back here in the subdivision, which you have to contend with that before you can get on the main roads that are clear. Big shout out to Miss Melissa Begley and her sidekick, Miss Cleo. Big kisses to you guys. And let's see, Marked Soul over here on Instagram. And Kim Schwartz. Good to see you guys tonight. I'm so glad that you all joined me on this snowy Monday evening. So Melissa says, magical Monday with sparkling diamonds all around us. Yes, Melissa, I love the way you talk. It is so wonderful. It makes me feel like I'm in another world. Speaking of another world, let's do some announcements. I am uploading classes currently to Skillshare and Udemy. I think that Udemy will come out sooner than Skillshare. Just FYI. I know a lot of people have been asking about, you know, where can I take a course from you and the way that you teach it, and they're going to be on Skillshare and Udemy. I'm trying to get them uploaded now. Hopefully, I can get them done before spring. Even mediumship is going to go on those platforms too, so if you want to learn about that and more aspects of that, that will be on the platform as well. So Sandra says they had icy rain and then snow. Oh man, that's the worst. Heather Curtis, hey, how are you? So be careful while you're out driving, Sandra, because that's the worst, to have ice underneath the snow, speaking from experience. I've never had an accident. Oh, knock on wood right here. But hopefully, you know, everybody will stay safe this season and not have any problems. One of the things, and the reason why I decided to do the show today, is I have a lot of people who have sort of baby abilities and clairsentience, and they don't use blocks or shields, and they're like wide open with their abilities. And then when that happens, and if you're not blocking and shielding, you're definitely picking up everybody's negative energy. You may pick up attachments. Yes. Hey to Judith Hezek. Yes, Amber, great timing. And so when you pick up these negative emotions or attachments and things like that, you need to know how to get rid of them. And so last week's show kind of led into the show. Once you've got these things, how do you get rid of them? Hey to Jeffrey over here on Instagram. Good to see you. Please feel free, you guys. I will try to watch all three screens to see if there are any questions, but please feel free to ask any kind of a question. No question is bad here. So we're gonna go over why do we need to do energy clearing, and then we're gonna go over techniques and ways to clear. And you're gonna be surprised with some of the things I have to say, because they're not really conventional. Interesting. So thank you, Amber. I'll tell you what, me and Amber are big red lipstick fans, and I think she likes my new shade of lipstick, which is, I know you're gonna want to know, because you know we're red lipstick people, Estee Lauder Quiet Riot right here. And the nice thing about this is it's a powder, it doesn't really come off on anything, so it's super nice. I love it. So I'm a big fan of Estee Lauder. There you go, now the secret's out. Okay, so why do we need to clear? Because your base energy is like a musical instrument. It's going to play the best when it's in tune to the original frequency. And our bodies, because our spirits are electromagnetic, they resonate. So what is resonance? So I'm just going to go over really quick description of what resonance is. Resonance is like a phenomena that occurs with all types of vibrations or waves. There's a mechanical resonance, an acoustic resonance, electromagnetic resonance, nuclear magnetic resonance. So it's the way the electrons spin and vibrate that creates this resonance, and it's a quantum wave function. And we are a collective resonant wave system, okay? So we have vibrations and frequencies that make up our spirit and the way that it's our vibe, you know, how we relate to people. Hey to Melissa Newman and, I missed one. Melissa Newman and Mara, good to see you tonight. Thanks for the hearts. So resonance is pretty important because it's how we feel. It's how we relate to people. It's our vibe. Hey to Pamela Thompson and Ginger Lewis. Good to see you. And so our resonance needs to be recalibrated from time to time, because we can get a negative attachment. And that the excess energy from that negative attachment can alter our resonance, because it's a different frequency than our own. Okay. Other things that affect the resonance or aura, and these are really common and they happen to all of us, are grief, loss, depression, stress, illness, trauma. And here's one that we don't readily talk about, but it does. Evil. Evil and negative entrainment dramatically affect our resonant being. Hey to Tessa, good to see you tonight. And so how many of us have been under all of these things for the last 2 years? Like 99% of us. Hey to Jesse Gray. Because the environment is so negative, and also we have a lot of depression and a lot of stress with everything that's been going on, and so it's natural that our resonant frequencies have been altered, and maybe we're becoming entrained to a negative force. So it is super important for you guys to recalibrate your spiritual energy. I would say in this climate, once every 3 months, okay, at least once every 3 months, you should be recalibrating your spiritual frequency, your spirit's frequency. And so when you do that, it's sort of like tuning an instrument, okay? When you tune an instrument, you do that so that it plays at the correct pitch. And we want our resonant frequency to be at the correct pitch to give us success, to give us happiness, And so we're returning it to a functional frequency is what we're doing. And so a lot of people that don't recalibrate find it hard to function and kind of maybe even give up because they can't and don't know how to return it to the functional frequency. Hey, Danani over here on Instagram, good to see you. Please feel free to ask any questions if you have them. Okay, so returning your spirit's frequency to a functional pattern, here's how we're going to do that. Okay, so these are ways to clear your frequency, to put it back to the zero point, and return it to a functionality. The first way, so Jacqueline says, love this, been listening to frequencies on black screen YouTube. While I sleep lately, sleep is better. I am so glad, Jacqueline, and I wish more people would use those frequencies, the binaural beats for sleep, maybe even subliminal hypnosis during sleep to help restore the functional frequency. But let's start at the very beginning, ways to self-clear. The first way is intention and prayer work. And when you isolate and you drop your brain waves down and you go into intention or prayer work, what that does is it recenters and recalibrates the spiritual energy. And it does that through the creation of thought forms and psychokinetic energy. When you drop the brain waves down and you use intention, you're realigning a thought form to the body energy, and then it does have like a psychokinetic type of effect that realigns the physical energy along with the spiritual energy. So the first thing that you would want to do is do intention thought, creation of thought form, prayer work, and be aware that the more that you focus on the prayer work or the intention, the more detailed that you focus on that, the stronger the thought form becomes and the more psychokinetic energy that it takes on. Hey, Natasha Binion and Angela Shields, good to see you guys tonight. So that's like the first step. The second step, everybody kind of knows about, and that is smudging with sage. There are other herbs that you can use that have been noted throughout centuries of being used against negative energy, and we really don't think about those readily, and that's rosemary, mint, cedarwood, or Palo Santo. Hey to Pam Branson, good to see you tonight. Mint was noted in Greek times, and they used it specifically for clearing negative energy. Not a lot of people know that. So before we use sage or before we use cedarwood or even rosemary, mint was originally used. Biblical times, we use cinnamon also. So cinnamon and mint are one of the most ancient things that were used to clear negative energy. And what this does is it uses the resonant energy of the herb itself. Because when you burn something like that and you smell of it and it gives you a lift, that's the resonant energy of the herb that you're using. And the resonant energy may be uplifting and it may push out negative energies. And so that's the main reason we use that. But also the time stamp of the herb. And what do I mean by time stamp? Let's go back to mint and cinnamon. Mint and cinnamon have been used since times in Greece and biblical times. And so the relationship of this item being used to dispel negative energy has a long collective time period of strength. And so that's what we call a time stamp. It has a very heavy time stamp. So it's got a lot of experience with all different kinds of negativity and evil in working against it. Hey to Judy Stevens Jones, good to see you tonight. So the time stamp is really heavy with sage, rosemary, mint, cedarwood, and Palo Santo. Okay. Now, that particular way of clearing is very effective, but it unfortunately doesn't last very long. But you may not need anything that lasts very long. You may just need that brief lifting and clearing, and you may be good to go after that. And it really goes a long way because of the fragrance and the scent to lift the mind's brain waves to a higher consciousness. So they're wonderful to use. If you can't use smudging, you can't burn things like this. Hey to Bad Mama Jamma and G. Marie Kane over here on Instagram. Good to see you guys. If you can't use smudging, here are some things that you will want to use or essential oils. Again, the herb, the connotations of the herb and the time stamp of the herb. You can definitely use rosemary, mint, cedarwood, Palo Santo in an essential oil. And it will definitely do the same thing. The time stamp is the same as the dry herb itself. And you can anoint with it. You can put the oil on the house or around your bed. And it will be just as effective as burning the herb. So people who can't use a smudge or a sage, that's definitely something that they can use. Hey to Melissa Lott over here on Instagram. Okay, let's carry on. So essential oils. And you can also use the essential oils in a spray if you want to put the essential oils in like distilled water or something like that and use it as a spray. You can certainly do that as well if you can't use the oils as an anointing device. Another thing that you can use are consecrated salt bath scrubs. Okay, so a salt is not only electromagnetic loving, but it also is a crystal, so it holds energy. Hey to Brenda Hackworth. And hey to Carrie over here on Instagram. Good to see you. So salt is a huge one to use on self-clearing and self-cleansing. The time stamp is extremely heavy with salt. It's been used since biblical times to get rid of negativity. Salt is also electrolytic, and the affinity of the salt and the water, like if you're doing a salt bath or a salt scrub, the affinity of the salt and the water together pull excess energetic attachments and negative imprints off the body. So, a lot of people who have negative jobs, sometimes I will suggest that they do a salt scrub and then maybe go for a swim. The act of swimming kind of combs the aura and drags off that excess electromagnetic negative energy. Then we get into gemstones. Okay, gemstones are big about getting rid of negative electromagnetic energy because a lot of gemstones conduct and absorb electromagnetic energy. So let's discuss what those are. So gemstones that are specifically black in color, the black is the absence of light, and a lot of entities and negative attachments are photonic waves from negative forces, okay? And so the black gemstone actually absorbs that photonic energy rather than you absorbing it. So let's say you have been using some black jet and you have it as a pendant. The pendant will absorb a lot of the photonic waves rather than you absorbing it. Hey to Cindy Hall over here on Facebook. Okay, so any kind of black gemstone, black tourmaline, onyx, black obsidian, Apache tears, jet, anything like that can be used to absorb the excess electromagnetic frequencies. Also, clear quartz crystal is highly electromagnetic. And if you think about it, a lot of your watches and your quartz TVs, they conduct electromagnetic energy. And so Clear quartz absorbs and conducts electromagnetic energy. That's why if there's anybody in the healthcare field, listen up. You don't want to wear clear quartz as a pendant or earrings when you go in to take care of people who are ill, because you will absorb the energy from those people, and you really need to clear your electromagnetic field after every day of working. So you need something that works fast and quick and that can get rid of that excess energy. Now, there are other gemstones that conduct electromagnetic frequencies, maybe on a lesser scale than clear quartz, and the list goes on, and I could go, but those gemstones are pretty much more expensive and harder to get, so I'm not going to go into them tonight. But wearing the gemstone or using it in a personal grid around your bed or around your workspace, and they could be look like just, you know, you could put some on your desk and it's just going to look like a decoration and nobody's going to know exactly what you're doing. Now, if you do employ gemstones, remember that those fill up pretty quick. The torus of the gemstone is going to fill up pretty quick with that negativity, and so you will definitely need to ground and clear those after you use them. And one of the things that I like to use is consecrated salt to do that. And so here's a really easy way to do that. They have these big slabs of pink Himalayan salt that you use to cook with in the oven, and they're only like $20. And so you would simply buy one of those, consecrate it with a protective prayer, lay it out, and then what you're going to do is you're going to lay your gemstones on top of that overnight, and that will ground out any excess negative energy, and they will be good to go for the next day. And it's so easy to do. Another thing that you can do with your gemstones is simply put them out in the backyard on the earth and let them ground out overnight, and they're good to go the next morning. The downside to that is if you have any gemstones that are sensitive to moisture, you know, they might degrade. So that's why I like using the salt slab a lot better than the other way. But, you know, gemstones come from the earth. They come from the earth pure. And I feel like that's one of the best ways to ground them out. The next thing to do for self-clearing is sound frequency. This is one of the best ways to clear your auric field, to clear your energy field. It's fast, it's easy, and it's quick, and it's inexpensive, okay? Sound frequency is often used to recalibrate the body resonance, and it is one of the best things to use. Why? Because sound travels through objects. And that's one of the best things that we employ in doing a house and home property clearing, is the use of sound, because sound will travel through closets, basements, attics, crawl spaces, and entities will have nowhere to hide, because if you just use a smudge, entities can pull back to areas that you can't reach or the smudge can't reach, and all they have to do is wait till the energy attenuates and they come back out. Okay, let's look at some questions here. Hey to Sarah Dean, and Amber says, let me get to that question. If I can, Amber, I saw your question and it is disappearing on me. Woo, that's the only thing I hate about Facebook, is if I'm not right on it, that question will disappear. Okay, crap. It disappeared. Okay, Amber says, I've been chased lately of something I didn't think of. Going to two funerals back to back, and the brick wall is working a little. The brick wall is a block that we use, and it has a psychokinetic effect. But two funerals back to back is a little bit much, Amber. I mean, for you and for me as well. So the blocks, she says, is working a little bit better. Not a lot of harm that has happened. So yeah, having two funerals to go to back is a little bit much for anybody. Hey to Rob Abbott, my buddy Rob Abbott and Doris Shepherd. So let's see. I can't see the rest of it here. Okay, let's see. She says, if the way I have my crystals is affecting the process, it's lingered on for about a month. Should I point the quartz toward a particular one? Sound clearing works to clear temporarily if I pray with it, stays longer. Should I invest in larger stones? Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, so you need to let me know, are your crystal, like, what are the crystals? Are you wearing them? Are they in a grid? Are they around your bed? Or where exactly are the crystals? And so I'll know better how to answer your question about that. Yeah, and we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And if I can't get to it on the show, definitely private message me, Amber, and I will give you some solutions on that. Okay, let me check. I'm checking all the other screens for questions. Okay, so sound clearing is one of the best. Now, here is some that you may not have been thinking about, and these are going to be the ones that surprise you. But one last thing about the sound clearing, not only does it travel through objects, but also you have to have it loud enough and long enough to affect a change in the molecular structure of your body. And that's based on a science called kinematics, and that starts with a C. I think it's Kymatics, I believe, kinematics. So the vibration has to be loud enough or long enough to affect a certain change. And so examples of sound clearing are Tibetan singing bowls, crystal bowls, just plain old singing, music of a positive nature, drums, cymbals, pipes, or flutes. And let's see. Okay. So Rob has a question here or a statement. Redo your wards and use railroad spikes. Great idea, Rob. Do an entire house cleansing. Wonderful idea. Love it. Absolutely, I agree with you. So Amber says the crystals are around the home. You know what, Amber? Message me what we put around your house because I can't remember offhand. And those things probably, like Rob said, they need to be redone and recalibrated. I'm thinking that might be what we need to do. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, here's the ones that are really going to surprise you. And another thing that you can do with the sound clearing, I keep thinking of things as we go through it. There are what we call sound baths, and they are online and in person. And if you could go to a sound bath in person, that would be phenomenal. And I think I'm going to do a couple of these this spring and summer. And those are phenomenal to go to. If you can go to one online, that will work just as well. But the ones in person, I think, have the most amount of resonance. So Amber says, thanks, Rob. I got my iron horseshoe up. Yes. And let's see. Rob was saying something about talismans. I'm trying not to make the comment go away. So Rob says, all wards, amulets, talismans take hits you have to redo on a monthly basis in hardcore situation. Yes. Because that was on a show, I guess it's been a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how protection attenuates and how It was a show on how often we needed to redo home wards and protective measures. Okay, let's get to the stuff that's going to surprise you. All right, so here's another modality that helps you recalibrate your spiritual energy and clear it out, and that's far infrared light treatment. So far infrared light treatment is one of several innovative therapies that are being trialed for the management of patients with acute chronic pain and negative attachments. The therapies use certain wavelengths of light that are delivered to sites of the body that have injuries, and it also can be delivered to the total body for negative attachment. Now, unlike ultraviolet light, and we all know ultraviolet light has damaging effects on the tissues and cells of the body, infrared light helps regenerate or repair. And the infrared light also improves the circulation of oxygen-rich blood in the body, promoting faster healing of deep tissues and relieving pain. Now, what you didn't know is your body emanates ultraviolet light. And so getting an ultraviolet or getting a infrared light treatment, your body has three different kinds of light: ultraviolet light, infrared light, and bioluminescence, none of which that you can see with the human eye, but your body radiates these types of light. And we now know that each strand of DNA in your body holds exactly 1,000 photons. They have counted them. There's exactly 1,000 within each strand of DNA. Part of this is the infrared light wave. And so if you're low on your infrared light, or you're feeling weak, or you're feeling down, or you're feeling depressed, going to get a far infrared light treatment can really recalibrate and reboost your energy, okay? Now, the only place that I know, and please shout out if you guys know of any other places that have far infrared light cabinets, the only place I currently know of is the Bluegrass Salt Room over in Brandon Crossing. Hey to Sharon Goff, and hey to Kathy over here on Instagram. So please shout out if you know of anybody else who has a far infrared cabinet that we can refer people to. Energy healing is another great recalibrating thing that you can use, like Reiki, quantum healing, pranic healing, therapeutic touch. Anything like that will recalibrate and help you to recalibrate your body, spirit, energy. Now, here's another treatment that you might not have been aware of, and that is a salt room treatment. These were developed back in the 1800s. They noticed that salt miners in Poland, they did not have any respiratory conditions, were unusually healthy, didn't suffer from coughs or colds, and they were circulating in the common populace, so there wasn't any particular reason why they should be extraordinarily healthy. But they found that the microclimate within the salt mine actually improved not only the chemicals and hormones that were released in the body, but also kept the bacterial and the virus counts down. And so now we are using little salt rooms throughout the United States as sort of a microclimate for salt treatments. And so the place that I just talked about, the Bluegrass Salt Room, has not only the far infrared cabinet, but they also have the salt room that you can go to help recalibrate your energy. Amber says, love salt caves. You can pay to sleep in them too. Yes, and that is like one of the best things. So let's see. Okay, the last thing I want to cover, and this is not something that you normally think about, is recalibration through acupuncture. Okay, the acupuncturists are the experts at body energy. your physician is not an expert at body energy, the acupuncturists are. So you can read traditional Chinese theory about acupuncture, but acupuncture aims to unblock and realign the energy flow or pathways or meridians within the patient. Now, the interesting thing about this is you can currently Google images of the energy pathways on CAT scans, and you will be able to see that on Google if you so desire. We now can look and visualize those meridians. And so acupuncture meridians map out the vital points in the body, like nerves, muscles, connective tissues. And the goal of the acupuncture is to recalibrate and balance the body energy. And so that is one of the biggest, I say next to sound clearing, acupuncture is probably the biggest, most effective thing at recalibrating or retuning your spiritual energy. So Cindy Hall says, I love my acupuncturist. He has helped me with several issues even after my car accident. Thank you, Cindy. Could you drop in the comments there who you go to for acupuncture and share that with everybody and let them know. And hey, to tell you more, good to see you. The last thing that I want to cover, and it's not something that we think about with self-energy clearing, is grounding, okay? Grounding removes excess negative attachments, and it not only grounds out your gemstones, but it also grounds out your body energy, or your body energy structure. So what you would want to do is to either go for a hike. You can sit in nature with your feet on the ground, and you will recalibrate to the earth's resonant energy. Or you can sit with your back next to a tree, and that will recalibrate your energy. Now, the earth's resonant frequency is 7.45 hertz. And that is called Schumann resonance. And so what we do is we recalibrate or retune our own energy to, we entrain to this Schumann resonance, and the excess energy of this negativity that we've picked up naturally gets grounded out to whatever natural setting you're in. So Cindy has left who she goes to for acupuncture, and I was just checking for more questions. I think we're good. Absolutely. Okay. You guys have a fabulous week. Stay out of the snow. Be careful. Don't take any chances or have a wreck. And I will see you next Monday. You guys have a fabulous week. Kisses from Kentucky. Bye, guys.